This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Does anyone know who Fiona's gone on holidays with?
No, but they one of them is class.
Oh,
I mean, sorry. Hello. Never mind. Actually, delete.
It's her friends. So her partner Dwayne is still here.
Yeah, with the dog, I presume.
Yes,
yeah.
But he can't look after the dog one night because he's going to London to see
Stereophonics.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Great recall. So I think it's just a group of friends. One of them lives in Dubai.
Oh, the girl from Dubai who's home for the wedding, who Fiona spent all last weekend with, is
yes,
also going.
Potentially. I just saw her in a photo with Fiona and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, she's fab.
She's very good.
So it's a girly weekend. That's fun. She better get up to all sorts of mischief.
And she is in Sicily. Sicily doesn't give me mischief
girl
vibes.
Yeah, it doesn't give me girl holiday vibes.
Also, Fiona's friends don't give me mischief. Like, Fiona's a little bit weird.
Yeah, she is.
What do you mean?
She's just a bit, like, tapped. Like,
yeah, I love
we
her.
All are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think her friends are.
You don't think her friends are weird?
Yeah.
I met one of them on Saturday, and she's pretty mental. Like, she wasn't like quirky like Fiona, but she was pretty mental. Yeah.
Where
I liked
did you
her.
Meet?
Dua Lipa.
Ah.
Yeah, she was great crack, actually.
Okay.
Really, really nice. But yeah, her friends are... I don't know. Fiona's quirky, but her friends aren't like her friends that she hangs out with aren't like comedians.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Although I suppose we could all say the same thing about
I'm
us.
I'm trying to think of the one who used to work here. Her friends were a little bit kooky.
Ashling, say her name.
Ah, no, she doesn't. She's dead.
The one who got fired.
Ashling has a mix of friends. She's got some kooky friends and some friends who are nothing like her.
Mostly,
either.
Though, they were like musical friends.
Yeah.
That was a cool group. She loved that group. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't call them cool now. Cool wouldn't be the word that comes to mind. No.
A lot of my friends back home are not like me whatsoever.
No, mine are nothing like
football
me.
Football lads.
I don't really know any. I think the person who I feel is most similar to me is probably Emer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're also very different.
You and Emer are cut from the same cloth.
Oh, like we literally discussed something at length the other day and Jack was just like, I just don't understand what you're both getting out of this. And it's like, no, there's certain things I can't talk to you about, but Emer, I know, will get it.
But like Megan, you know? Like my mates Megan and Senan are so solid. Different to me.
Yeah,
so different to me. Yeah. My mate Niamh is the most different to me person in the world. And all the lads, like all my mates, the lads like are totally different. They're all like football and like obviously I'm football as well, but they're very like, there's no media training. There's no being safe. Do you know what I mean? There's no nothing like that. And people would say, I'm not that safe. Wait till you see these lads.
Yeah.
You know
it's like, I would put you, your housemate Ben and your housemate Linda all in the same category of a, like, just messers.
Messers, yeah.
Like you are three very different people, but put them together.
Yeah,
like I remember when we were over for your 30th, Linda was just crazy.
Yeah,
messy.
Yeah.
Like your 30th?
She loves going
I thought
up.
You couldn't make it.
It was 30th.
No.
Oh, not your 30th. It was your 28th.
28th.
His house party.
Sorry, I just thought it was a big party. It's got to be for the 30th. No, I wasn't there for the
30th. Yeah, my mates are all different, but they're all great people. Kind of.
She just wanted the field of Athenry all the time.
Yeah. 1038. Dublin.
On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are we? What's going on? Welcome back, Em.
Thanks, hon.
Now, I had a new business idea while walking to work this morning. When I say walking to work, I mean parking on Drury Street and walking 30 metres up to the office.
I was going to say, I could have sworn I saw you this morning in your car. Okay.
No, walking from the car park to the office.
Gotcha.
And I thought, I had a business idea before, and it was a place you could go if you were like had to check out of your Airbnb early. Do you know what I mean? Like at like 11 o'clock or something, but your flight wasn't until the evening. I was like, this should be a place you can go. Do you remember
God,
this a business idea I had?
I don't even think you brought out the show, but it is like, it's well and good to say, oh, you can go an hour's around, but it's like you have your suitcase.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
All.
So it's somewhere you could go, but it also has like a few benches. We don't want a bed because people get busy, but we do want like maybe somewhere you can chill and relax.
Bean bag or
exactly,
something.
Perfect. So I had a new business idea today, trademarking it. No one steal it. It's called Good Morning America. Okay? And it's like a cafe or a restaurant or somewhere with seats where all of the American tourists who come in at 5 in the morning can go.
Yes.
Because I feel so sorry for them just walking around aimlessly, looking around the hairy lemon, being like, well, that opens in 5 hours. Yeah. Great.
And you know as well, when you're coming over from America, you got a massive bag, not even just like a backpack. You're they're traipsing around with this thing that weighs a ton.
Usually though, I think they do drop it off at the hotel or somewhere, right, and then they're like, right, I'll see you in 7 hours.
Going down to see Molly Malone at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, they need somewhere to eat.
Yeah.
And they need something to do, somewhere to go. So a new cafe, I'm thinking, Good Morning America.
I think that's a fantastic idea,
isn't it?
David Hammond.
I'm really proud of that idea.
The previous one's very good too, you know.
Yeah. Again, trademark. Yep. Don't steal it. I won't ever do anything about it, but still my idea.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I know Glastonbury's done now. It all wrapped up on Sunday. After
done for like 2 years.
Yeah, big break
Not
next year for the farm.
2027.
Yep, they're very good like that because they have to mind the old farmland, don't they?
Ah, okay,
yeah, take
clever.
Take a little breather for the ecosystem. But we're looking ahead, obviously, to the biggest festival of the year in Ireland at the end of August will, of course, be Electric Picnic. And, you know, the BBC coverage of Glastonbury last weekend, although it was controversial at times when it comes to the likes of decisions made over NECAP's performance, etc., etc., it is kind of widely known for many years for being very thorough with coverage and kind of somewhere you can stream it on all the BBC 1, 2, 3, 4 to different stages across the weekend. And if you're in the UK, I believe pressing the red button can get you to different random stages and everything while you're there. Callum.
Can I just say that there was outrage in the UK as well, not just because of NECAP, but Rizzle Kicks were performing and they didn't show Rizzle Kicks.
No Shocking. Way.
Shocking. I know. Justice for the Rizzle Kicks.
I have no interest in Rizzle Kicks whatsoever.
Down with the trumpets.
Let's get down with the trumpets. Yeah, yeah. Noah Kahan as well. I only had access here, obviously, to BBC One and Two. Maybe it was a red button situation because he was Sunday, but there was no sign of him either, even though he was closing Sunday. Anyway, we have a lot of work to do here when it comes to coverage for Electric Picnic. I do think there's the odd show, isn't there, where some RT people are in a studio and then they might bounce to the main stage for one or two shows.
It's just horrendous.
It's not good, man.
Awful.
It's not good.
It's worse than like that RT New Year's Eve thing.
When they missed the midnight.
When they were 2 minutes late for midnight and then still did the countdown. It's like, worse than that.
We're all already so over. We're in 2025 already, you know. Anyway, one of the great things that the BBC did do over the weekend was it provided a channel for those visually impaired. For those who couldn't see what was happening on stage, there was someone kind of live chatting through to people who are visually impaired what was happening.
It's called audio description.
Yes. Oh. And when Charlie XCX was performing, I don't know if you saw any of the cover or any of the footage of it, similar to her gig at Malahide Castle, very trippy, just solely her on stage, really bright lights. As I said, really trippy, and her microphone was all auto-tuned and it all sounded a bit weird, and look, I was into it, I thought it was cool, but the person who was trying to explain this, it's gone viral online because this poor person's looking at it going, how do I explain this, saying it sounds like some kind of a nature documentary.
Right.
Charlie's going around licking the floor and doing all weird stuff, and this is how it was explained.
Now she's licking the floor. And the stage is plunged into darkness again.
Oh my God.
Tough gig, I suppose.
Like, there's so many, the big gaps in between. I'm like, how is anyone who's visually impaired getting anything from that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, now she's looking at the floor. I'm like, what? Okay, great.
Yeah, weirdo, yeah. But I was thinking of other streams and ways we could improve. Well, first of all, we're kind of starting at the bottom, aren't we, when it comes to RTE coverage for Electric Picnic. But what's one thing that the BBC didn't have are some live streams that I think are really worthwhile to get a full rounded festival experience. Mm-hmm. For example, just give us the live feed of the toilet queues and the chats with people in the queue constantly.
No. What?
Just the queues. And chats.
I don't want to stand in a queue, let alone watch a queue.
I want to see the friendships and the crack that's going on.
Oh my God.
You have to remember, Emma was the one that was glued into
the Queen's queue.
Yes, yes.
Loves a queue, Aaron Nolan.
5 o'clock in the morning, I want the live queue that's always incredibly long for the showers. That's when people are really delirious and really
Two channels in so far, and both of them are queues.
I think I want a dedicated person, like reporter, just campsite roaming constantly.
Oh yeah.
There's no campsite roaming.
I think you'd be good at that, in fairness.
Me?
Yeah, I think you could do that. Yeah.
Okay, great. I obviously a survival style specific Bear Grylls situation of the walk in. Follow like and isolate, say, 5 or 6 groups of people and check in on them. Count the sweat drips. Count the exhaustion level. Count
It'd
the
be good to watch that and make yourself happy that you're not there.
Exactly.
Doing that.
Yourself and I, Dave. Lucky enough, we were in the artist area at Longitude a couple of years ago to interview Joel Corry. right? And we were very impressed by what was
lucky
on offer.
Enough, we were told, right, you 5 minutes, get in there, interview him, get out.
We got to have a little snoop though around what was on offer for the artist at Longitude. We saw Ray playing a game of pinball or something.
Yeah,
just chilling.
That was cool.
So I think with something like Picnic and I suppose Glastonbury, you'd imagine this, that area is even more affluent. A live stream into the artist area. Who's having a bitch on the beanbags? Who's winning a pinball? Who's getting their hair cut?
Very Big Brother-esque.
Yeah, very.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. It's just the people watching, isn't it?
Yeah.
And anyway. Also, I want a full documentary on why Kanye was there that year. Like it was only like 3 years ago or something.
Was it last year? I was there.
And he was just roaming around.
And this, sure, you know how excited I got. I was running around telling everyone. Apparently, Kanye's here. Apparently, he's here somewhere. No one knows
he's here. He's here.
If there's ever like too many people, it's Emma's fault.
Is convinced that that sounds like our Dave.
I don't understand what she's talking about. Like, at all.
Can you do, I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again?
I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again.
She might be onto something there, lads. I don't know.
But I was trying to sound like him.
Michaela Hayes is here from 10 o'clock and she has your tickets to Lewis Capaldi as well before they go on sale. Fiona's on her holidays. Where is she, lads?
She's in Sicily.
Good for her. She's back Monday.
Yeah. Shinny. We've all been told all our life, 5 fruit and veg per day. I never listened, but we've always been told it. Data from 2019 to 2023 basically found that only 17% of adults and 9% of kids actually managed to hit that target of 5 a day.
Quite a lot, that.
I'm yet to meet a person who's actually meets that target. Like, 5 fruit and 5 veg a day.
I think it's a lot easier to get the veg in because you might have a few in your dinner or whatever. I know that you don't like it, but fruit's tough.
Yeah.
I've actually heard rumours that it's now meant to be like 7.
Yeah, I was going to say it's closer to 10 now.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Time for that.
Exactly. How many apples can you eat, man? I've 1 a week and I'm class.
And an apple only counts as one. So if you have 2 apples, it's still only 1, yeah. 5 a day.
That's ridiculous. Like, the rules are so stupid. And I don't understand because anyone's ever hit that. Even doctors. Doctors are the ones saying, oh, we need to be close to the 10. I don't think they've ever hit it. But they clearly don't have a clue, doctors. And they don't have access to the Sun newspaper because I saw an article this morning that said it's basically going to help you if you ever feel guilty for not hitting your close to 5 a day. And apparently it's still important to include fruit and veg in your diet while doing this, but don't worry about that. Other surprising items can also contribute to the 5 a day goal, which is, to be honest, not even going to contribute, it's going to make it up for me. It's going to do the entirety.
Okay.
I'm not even a fan of most of the things on this list, but I'd definitely rather them than eating a load of fruit and a load of veg. Okay. And also, by the way, parents, you are so lucky I'm doing this when the kids are off. You're welcome. Because I could be doing it when they're in school and you're going, the man on the radio said I can have this. So you're lucky, you're welcome. 1/2 tin of baked beans.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, right.
That'll over my toast.
200 grams counts as 1 of your 5 a day, obviously with the tomato sauce in it as well. And beans.
Why has that not been publicly said for ages?
Because doctors don't want you to know this. It's like that. It's like that clickbait thing. Doctors hate when you know this. I hate those things. So that's 1 of your 5 a day. Same as beans, spaghetti hoops.
Stunning.
It's 1 of your 5 a day.
You count towards 1 of your 5 a day. Parents listening, again, you are so lucky I'm doing this when your school is off. So, spaghetti hoops and baked beans so far. I'm not a massive fan of either, but I'll eat it if it meant I was going to be healthy.
Man, yeah.
I understand the beans, because the beans and baked beans are haricot beans, but spaghetti hoops...
It's like spaghetti.
There's no nutrition in that. It just must be the hoop
the tomato.
Juice.
Yeah, the hoop juice. Yeah.
God almighty, stop.
Yeah, so you've got baked beans, you've got spaghetti hoops, and now you've got hummus. Obviously, it's made with chickpeas. Yeah. Hummus is a good source of plant-based protein and fibre and good for dipping.
You wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't, but two tablespoons apparently is all you need. Yeah, and it can count as your 5 a day. A
couple of Doritos and some hummus.
That's what I'm saying. Just have, you could have that, yeah, basically. But I've never eaten hummus before. But
it's not bad. It's not bad. You can get really nice flavoury ones as well.
2 spoonfuls. That's nothing. Yeah, I'd definitely eat that. And then I'd be like, great, I'm healthy. Another popular dip, guacamole. As Callum was saying, you can have it with nachos. This is exactly what I do with guacamole.
Oh, guacamole.
It's made with avocado. You only need 80 grams to count as 1 of your 5 a day. And you could have that with Doritos and completely.
One of my biggest issues in life is I have no idea what 80 grams means. I'm like, is that like a tiny bit? Or
no, but
that
I
like
presume people who are healthy know what 80 grams.
They know all about the grams.
I could probably say, oh, you have to have 3 cups of hummus and they'll understand what I mean.
And I'd be like, is that a cup or a mug?
No idea. You could have chips. Not really, but the enemy of chips, you could have sweet potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
They count as one of your 5 a day. And the most bizarre one I found on the list, onion rings.
Oh!
Onion rings apparently will count as one of your 5 a day, especially if you eat enough. That's genuinely what it said in the article. If you eat enough. And I love that. So obviously the onion bit in it, the rest is kind of crap, but they will...
They will
count towards your 5 a day. And lastly, for dessert, you can have some fruit-based desserts, which, by the way, aren't desserts. you can eat like the apple crumble. That'll be one of your 5 a day, and then you can just go and eat ice cream or chocolate.
Nice
or
one.
Like
happy
so
days.
There you go. I think I'm going to be very healthy in the next couple of weeks. Baked beans, spaghetti hoops, and onion rings.
I'm going to get you some hummus today.
No, I think I'm grand for that.
No, I think you should try it. I reckon you'd get real into it.
Why? What, out of everything I've ever shown you about my personality, what things do you think I'm going to get into hummus?
I'm really confident with the hummus.
Right.
Sky Newman, that's Family Matters on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona, just Emma and Dave with you this morning. Just gone 7:30 now. And another chance for you tomorrow to win your way to Tomorrowland. I missed out yesterday on this. You had another fantastic winner, I believe.
It was amazing. It was so, so cool. I think we had Johnny on who won. And basically the whole thing of the game is you've 10 cans, like 10 Coke cans, and you need to pick a number. Johnny picked on the very first... Johnny's first pick was the one that was it. It was like number 4, I think it was, and it was his first pick, and that was the one that opened the tickets.
Four.
It was his first guess.
Johnny!
Going to Tomorrowland!
Oh my God! Unbelievable.
It was so funny when we hung up the phone, just before we hung up the phone, I could just hear him in the back and go, class.
Brilliant. That's 2 lads that have won so far this week, and we've another pair of tickets to go tomorrow. We're teaming up with Coca-Cola on this all this week, giving you the chance to win this unforgettable experience at Tomorrowland in Belgium. I think we're all a little bit starstruck ourselves that we have this prize.
I can't believe we have this prize. I can't believe we're just being
three
so
times.
Casual about it.
It's class.
But yeah, shared experiences are what the summer is all about, so share Coke with your best mates at some of the biggest festivals in Europe. That unbelievable prize is your 3-day access to Tomorrowland, your accommodation with breakfast sorted, transfers for the hotel, and €600 towards your flights.
It's class. Tomorrowland's happening in a few weeks' time. It always just looks so incredible, the staging, the lights, the whole experience. So look, if you're a dance music fan, if you want to be there, or maybe you know a friend who wants to be there, make sure to tell them to register, because your last chance will be to win with us tomorrow. And if you want to get on to play tomorrow, message us the word tomorrow, okay? It's all because, you know,
Tomorrowland.
And the next chance to win will be tomorrow. So message us the word
tomorrow
now, and you could come on
tomorrow. We've got this down. We didn't even plan that.
Get the word tomorrow over to us, and you can win your Tomorrowland tickets tomorrow.
Spin is your official longitude station.
Let's go.
Bring it on, guys.
Oh, my God. It's so close. It's 2 days away.
Yeah.
2 days. I feel like we've talked about longitude for a year. Every like Monday after longitude, we talk about it for 365 days. Yeah. I cannot wait.
If you live anywhere around the area, you'll know that the best people watching out the window day is always the Saturday and Sunday of longitude. And we at Spin, obviously, we're there. We're your longitude station. We have the house party stage, and some incredible DJs will be taking to the stage across the weekend.
The lineup is sick, man.
Marty Guilfoyle, he's on at 2:30 Saturday.
How about John Gibbons? He's on the Sunday,
and
he's on at 5:30.
One of my favourite guys in the world, Dave Duke. Lovely guy.
I love Dave Duke.
From Leitrim. He's on at 2:30.
His
whopper.
Jen Payne on the Saturday. She's also on at 5:30. It's looking like a really good lineup, and I can't wait.
Host of the Friday Night Residency, Mr. Ev Wild. He's on 4:30 on Saturday. We had a little look at the weather app. Don't be freaked out. It's going to be absolutely lovely.
Oh,
21 degrees.
Get your sun cream on.
And sunny. Doesn't look like there'll be any rain for a change.
Every morning I've been waking up checking the weather app, and I think last weekend it was like 60% chance of rain. Rain down between 1 and 4 o'clock on Saturday. And then I woke up this morning, 0% chance
nice.
Of precipitation.
Oh, lovely.
So we don't even have to worry about the spin ponchos or anything like
that. Well, I'd say that we'll have the ponchos on hand just to be
just
safe.
Just in case.
Myself and Dave will be coming to you live from Longitude from the Spin House Party Stage Saturday between 12 and 3. We do this every year. It's always
really Fiona's
fun.
Too old, so can't get in.
It's fun because we get to be there kind of before the gates open and see the place fill up across the 3-hour show. And we're going in the mix on Saturday as well, Dave.
I'm really excited about this. So basically we were tasked to come up with our own like kind of mix. Obviously none of us can DJ, so it went to Kieran, our music producer, who went and made all of these songs. But I really want to play mine because you missed it yesterday. We played them on the show, but Emma, you missed mine yesterday. And it's a bit bizarre. I cannot believe I managed to get my mix across the line, but it's class and it's going to sound like this. Yes, I did just mix Tom Grennan and Avicii.
What?
Yes, I am probably going to prison.
The Gillette song. No, I don't believe you.
I'm so happy with it. I cannot believe you said yes.
Amazing.
So yeah, there we go. It's going to be one hell of a mix. What do you probably have? Something like David Guetta or something in yours? Yeah.
Yeah, I have really cool people in mine. Yeah, Cardi B I think is in there on the works. Bring it on. Can't wait for the weekend now.
It's going to be absolutely sick.
Do you know what I want to do? In the spirit of Top 10 Tuesday that we play on a Tuesday.
Ooh.
I'm not calling it Top 10 Thursday because our boss Nick will get mad at me for repeating the same feature. But I want to kind of see if you can remember something about Longitude's Gone By.
Oh, okay. Go on.
So obviously you know the headliners of Longitude this year. The big names.
David Guetta, 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Yes, they are the...
Jen Payne.
For the Spin House
Party. For the Spin House Party.
But I'm talking about main stage headliners. So yes, David Guetta, 50 Cent. David Guetta's first performance in Ireland in 13 years.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, that, isn't it? But can you... I have the list of the last couple of Longitudes. I actually go all the way to 2018. Can you remember the last headliners of all of those Longitudes?
From 2018?
Well, from 2024 to 2018.
Oh, okay. God.
Now, there was 2 years of cancellations because of the Rona.
COVID, yeah. Okay, Kendrick Lamar was a long time ago.
Kendrick Lamar was a COVID year. He wasn't the headline.
Previously, though. As in, he 100%, I think it might have been 2016.
Well, I'm only looking for 2018.
Okay.
Ever, so.
2018, yeah. I want to say...
2018 to 2024.
...is Dave.
Dave was 2022.
Oh!
So that was the last year of when we used to be a proper country.
Yeah.
And Longitude was 3 days.
Yes.
So there's two more from 2022 there as well.
Okay, what about, I remember because I was there, Cardi B.
Cardi B was 2019.
Was she?
Yeah. And then her fella was there as well. ASAP Rocky. Well, ASAP Rocky played as well.
ASAP Rocky played in
Central C.
Central C, but sorry, what's... I know she's not with him anymore, but your man...
Well, hold on, let's just go back, because ASAP Rocky was a headliner in 2022.
Yeah.
So well done. Central C was a headliner last year.
Yes.
Okay. Migos.
Nope.
He did headline, I thought, no? What about Ice Spice?
Ice Spice, no, she was there, but she wasn't the top billing.
Was she not a headliner?
No.
Okay, let's go back to last year, Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, ding. Well done.
I'm going to say 2018, The Weeknd.
No.
No Weeknd.
No Weeknd, no, I don't think... it's your man, we have ASAP Rocky, I presume.
Yeah.
On that vein, your man, Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler, the Creator.
Was he there?
Completes 2022, the last 3 years of Dave, Tyler, the Creator, and ASAP Rocky. That's a big...
AJ Tracy?
AJ Tracy wasn't a headliner.
Rap.
You're missing 2023.
2023, 2 years ago, who headlined... Calvin Harris!
Calvin Harris!
Oh, class.
That was brilliant.
Jack Harlow.
Emma's fella, Jack.
Yeah.
No, wasn't a headliner.
What?
Yeah.
Jack Harlow was not a headliner.
He wasn't top billing.
That's insane.
Let's put our minds together here, okay? Because in 2023, Calvin Harris played the Saturday, and then it was something kind of more kind of like urban hip hop, I think, on the Sunday or the Friday. Who was that?
You'll be kicking yourself.
Oh, Junie Macaroni, your man. He's a bit problematic. Kylie Jenner's fella.
Timothy Chalamet.
Kylie Jenner's baby daddy.
Yes, I know him. Yeah.
He's a bit of problematic lad.
Tyga?
Travis Scott.
I'm giving him a
She was also with Tyga.
She was, yeah.
Oh, Travis Scott also headlined in 2018.
Yay. Oh, very
two
good.
Two for what? Two for the price of one. do you want any more?
Yeah, no, give us the rest.
Okay, so 2024, Doja Cat and Central C. 23, Calvin Harris, Travis Scott. 22, Dave, Tyler, the Creator, and ASAP Rocky. He wasn't a headliner.
Crap.
Then the Rona cancelled it in 2021 and 2020. In 2019, Ski Mask the Slump God.
Never would have got that.
Cool fella. Stormzy.
Damn it.
Oh, Stormzy was 2017. I just Googled it, no?
He was also 2019. Don't question my facts, Emma. I don't get things wrong.
Who else?
Out in Cardi B in 2019. And then in 2018, J. Cole, Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah.
And Solange.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Sorry, according to my research, yes, I wasn't right with 2018, but Kendrick did do it 2016.
Well, I wasn't looking for that, was I? I was looking for 2018 to 2024.
I know it happened at some point.
Not what I was looking for.
Fair enough.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Alex Warren with Jelly Roll and Bloodline.
I like
on
it.
Spin.
It's,
I think
not
it's really
ordinary,
good.
But it's decent.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
very, very good. I like Alex Warren as well. He was performing at a gig a couple of weeks ago, and someone outside the gig was selling fake merch, and he went out and bought some.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I know.
That's really nice.
That was quite funny.
He's playing Ivy Gardens in 2 weeks' time, and my sister is begging. Like, do you know the way sometimes these people come through as if, like, we have tickets, like, grown out of our hands?
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, I can't get you tickets, Laura. Like, mm-hmm. it's completely sold out. That guy Jelly Roll, though, reminds me of my stomach, to be honest.
No.
Thank you.
Nice.
He's being sued by a Pennsylvania band because they're also called Jelly Roll.
No.
And they're just doing their thing, being Jelly Roll. And then he comes out with Jelly Roll, this big star, and they're like, oh, man, that's our name.
That's very weird that two people specifically want to be
yeah.
called Jelly
like,
Roll.
Like, Backflab was right there.
If it was me, I'd be like, no, you're calling it.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Love Handles.
Yeah.
Loads
That's
of
actually
options.
A good name
yeah,
for a band.
I think so too. It's coming up on 8. Alex, what's the story?
Morning, guys. Lights are still out.
Alex.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, hope you're good.
Hey, what's going on? How are
you? Fiona's off on her holliers, back with us on Monday. And yesterday, I was absent. Emma Nolan is absent from
Oh, we
class.
Did do a full roll call, don't
oh,
worry.
Yes. Well, I had the perfect sick day, I don't mind telling you.
Oh, go on.
Oh, it was fabulous. After I got the antibiotics into my system, classic UTI situation going on here.
An UTI.
If you are someone who suffers with the UTIs a lot, you will know that once the antibiotic is in your system, you're like, I am grand. But by the time that was in my system, it was late afternoon and work was done. So I was like, might as well enjoy myself now.
Absolutely.
Across the day, I had 3 bowls of cereal. I ordered a bagel factory to the door. Now, that is lazy because there was...
Dundrum, like.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they did.
Yeah.
That's
it's pretty
bizarre.
Bad considering I could have just gone and made my own bagel in the kitchen. But I said, do you know what? No, I'm sick. I'm going to get something delivered. Me and the dog had many a nap. One on the couch, up to bed then. He came and joined me up there for a while. I fell asleep in the evening between about 6 and 9.
My PM. God.
Yeah.
This sounds like a great day.
Then I got up, had a shower, came back, watched some New Girl on the telly in the room, and then...
While we were here slaving away.
Doing our radio
show.
Yeah.
And planning longitude and interviews and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what time did you leave work yesterday?
About 11.
Oh, my...
Long day.
That's the thing, when you know that you're sick and you work on our shift... You're like, oh, sure. By the time I woke up, I was like, they're already done now.
Yeah, they're done now.
Anyway, it was perfect.
Well,
cereal.
I'm glad you had a nice day.
Thanks very much.
Of doing nothing while we were here looking after the show and making sure that the people of Dublin were entertained.
Well, thank you, Dave.
You're very welcome, Emma.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
I'd like to mention something to you this morning. And I know that deep down in your stomach, there is something that's going to come up for you. And you're going to go, oh. I do have one. I'd like to know on voice notes this morning what your favourite light/lamp is in your home.
Oh, she's back, lads.
Now I'm back,
she's
lads.
Back.
I'm back. And I'm worried.
God, the show really did fall now yesterday.
I'd say you were really struggling without my ideas yesterday.
Struggling. Oh, my God. But no, she's back. Thank God. Feet up now. Yeah. Here we go.
I was going to say this is an ageing thing, and then I'm like, no, it's not, because it's just something that happens to us at different stages of life. When I was in my early 20s, I was friends with this guy, and he was obsessed with different light features in his house. Do you know Dave? Remember Dave from Waterford?
No. Oh, Dave. Yes, sorry, yeah, I do know him, yeah.
He was always a fan of a good light and a good lamp, and he'd really sweat over getting the right, you know, lighting vibes and different
He was good
rooms.
At the old Instagrams, to
he
be fair
was,
to him.
He was, But I mean more so in terms of just vibes in your home, okay? Because I have just purchased a light, and I am obsessed with it. I was actually going to post up my Instagram the other day, and I was like, don't do that.
No, you got a new light.
I got a new lamp.
Okay.
I got a new lamp. So essentially, I remember Jack saying to me a long time ago, I'm going out with Jack, that he is obsessed with and really wants a Pixar looking lamp. Do you know one of those massive ones that would be in the corner, but they're all kind of funky looking? You know, like the Pixar
one? Yeah, no, the one that it jumps on the eye and kills the eye.
Exactly. Yeah. One of them. And I was out shopping a couple of weeks ago for bed sheets, and I was in a homeware shop, obviously. And as I was in the homeware section, something just caught my eye in the corner, and I went, would you look at that? It's a massive Pixar looking light.
Was it specifically a Pixar light, or was it just like that kind of style?
That style.
That style, yeah, right. Yeah. So a reading light.
Yeah, but it's huge, Dave. It's in the corner of the room. It's a big...
Oh, really?
...looking yoke. It's cool. It's funky.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
So I said, will I, won't I? Will I, won't I? And it was payday, and before I knew it, I was putting it into the boot of the car. And I ran back in then going, God, I want to get a cool bulb for this. So I even went out on a limb and got a vintage bulb. You know the ones that really throw that yellowy kind of dim light?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's such a vibe, lads. I sleep with it on every night, and Jack's like, please turn the light up. And I'm like, no, I love looking at it. I really love this light.
Right, okay.
It really sets a nice vibe in the room. Yeah. I'm just really into it. And I know that you listening have a favourite lamp or light. It could be a setting maybe in your kitchen where you have a few different light options and you like just leaving the little lights down underneath the cupboards. You know them? They're a nice vibe.
I see. I feel like I've turned into my mother at my age of 30. I'm like, as soon as a light goes on, I'm like, does it need to be on?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Not, it doesn't.
Maybe you have a fabulous makeup mirror with that fabulous lighting off it that, you know, always makes you feel good. Maybe you have some picture lights, you fancy bitch, that like shine down over photos or paintings in your house. Maybe you've got something neon. Maybe you still have a lava lamp in your room.
Now,
that
would be cool. That would be cool.
Do you know what I'd like to do as well this Monday? I'd like to find someone who just loves the big light.
Yeah, who the hell likes the big light?
Because there's not going to be many people there. It's like the big light is the devil of all lights.
Yeah. I know a girl who her whole room is just fairy lights and it's so beautiful.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Like, she's 30 now. You know, she should be over it. She's not. I also know a family friend of mine. They had like around their sitting room for Christmas time, they had like those kind of neon lights up around the corners of the sitting room and they liked it so much they're there forever now.
I love
they're
that.
Just the lights when you're watching the telly.
Do you remember back in 2020 the lights that went around people's, those LED lights that went around people's rooms?
Yes!
Like they really fell off, I feel. Do you know what I mean? They were really a big thing in 2020. I remember I got them for my house and then I was like, after like maybe about 3 months, I was like, I hate these.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about me. I don't have a favourite light. I have a least favourite light. I absolutely hate... It's not even the big light in the sitting room. It's the big light in the kitchen. I would never turn it on.
Very clinical.
Yeah.
Not great.
But. Awful. I'd only ever do it if I'm folding the washing. Just so I can see. Because I'm that age now. But if we're getting into that, we're talking about lights on spin.
We are. We are. And I would like to keep it positive this morning and look for your favourite light, please. Are you enthusiastic about me as my brand new Pixar looking thing? voice notice, please. Share your enthusiasm for your favourite light.
What about
light
that
or
twinkle
lamp?
In your eye?
Oh, Dave.
That's my favourite light, Emma.
Don't be flirting with me. 087 711 1038, your favourite light or lamp. Get in touch. Big stuff on this morning's show. Kenny Grace and Strangers here at Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. A reminder, Michaela's here from 10 o'clock this morning and she has tickets to Lewis Capaldi to give you before they even go on sale, so stick around for that. In the meantime though, this morning I was telling you about my new obsession, which is my massive corner Pixar lamp that I purchased last week. I was never really into lights myself, but now I realise it can be quite a game changer.
What a sentence to say. Never really into the old lights now myself.
No.
I wasn't part of that community.
I wasn't really, but now I really understand that sometimes, you know, there's reason for them to have such appreciation.
I feel like you can like things or just things can be in your life without you liking them or disliking them. Like lights are one of those things that are just going to be in your life.
Yeah.
So you don't have to specifically like them.
But this one's a very cool one, Dave. It's very cool and I got a vintage bulb for it and I just can't stop looking at it. It's dominating the corner of the bedroom. It's a funky
How big?
Thing. Like roof height.
Right.
Yeah.
That does sound cool and very...
It is, yeah, it is. I promise, Dave, it's cool.
I only have... The one light I do enjoy is the one beside my bed. It's my reading light. But, you know, I like it because it's on like a kind of a squidgy thing where you can turn it left or right or up or down or wherever you want.
That's brilliant. Right in the page.
Crazy.
It is crazy. So we've been asking you for your favourite light on this morning show. Everyone's laughing at me and I'm really hoping that some people share my passion this morning. Callum.
I've not got one. I've not got two. I've got three favourite lights.
No, you don't. You can't, it's impossible. It's like saying you have three best friends. You don't.
I do.
Yeah, what do you prefer?
I'll take you back to the UK first. I have a lamp in my bedroom in my mum's house in the UK that is touch activated.
Oh, yeah.
With three different settings with a dim, a middle, and then a bright.
I love when they have that in restaurants and you just like in the middle of the table and you just tap it.
Yeah, that's fab.
It's like orange, white light, warm light. Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, like a touch lamp. You don't hear many of them.
No, you don't. I actually have one of them.
Yeah.
But I don't have the middle setting.
Now I can't stop thinking of different lights. Do you know the one that you step on? It has like one of those buttons out of the cord, but you step on it and it's always like click, click.
That's my lamp number two.
Yeah.
So I have a lamp in my living room in my apartment. I don't own the lamp. It came with the apartment. So when I do leave the place, it will vacate my life. Maybe I will. But the bulb in that lamp went at the weekend. So instead of buying a new bulb, do you know what I did? I took the bulb out of the big light in the living room and put it in the lamp, and then no one can ever put the big light on.
You never put the big light on anyway, do you?
Perfect. The big light is banned. And thirdly, my third favourite light, this is a hangover from Christmas. I have these warm white LED Christmas lights that I put on my balcony and underneath my TV. So in the summer at the minute, I have an Alexa that is Alexa activated, where it just lights up at sunset and it gives a nice hue
ambiance
to
the apartment.
Cool.
And you wouldn't know that they're Christmassy because I don't have them like on flashing or
tell me this
Christmas
now. In the UK, do they hate the big light as much as we do?
Kinda.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I would be. But then I've met some people who love a big light here.
And weirdos.
Yeah.
Strange. Yeah.
They're no longer in my life.
Yeah. Jacob was standing by there. Do you have a favourite light?
No, the least favourite light. Everyone does.
What one is it, Jake?
But it's just, you know, like during the day, if you see one on in a house and there's no lampshade on it, it just makes me feel makes me feel like I'm going to get sick. It makes me feel queasy or something. Like
really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just horrible. It's like,
I completely
put a lampshade
agree.
On that.
No, sorry. A naked light bulb is very grim, Jago.
It's like being in a dungeon or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, don't do that. Like, just turn it off and like be with the darkness. Don't turn that light on. Turn that light on.
So you'd rather sit in the dark than have a big light?
Oh yeah, I'd rather sit in the, bring the darkness on. That thing with the single cord coming down with the bulb on its own.
Oh yeah, so grim.
Yeah, but like on a really sunny day, like, and that light is on, you're like, why have you got that light on?
It does my head.
28 degrees outside and it's bright.
It does my head.
I used to live with a guy and we used to get an awful fright because if we were coming in late and the sitting room light was off, you just assume he was in bed, but he'd just be sitting there in the dark. Pitch black is what
that'll be. Jago.
That'll be Jago.
That'll be Jago.
Thank
I
you,
can't
Jago.
Have it. I just can't have it.
No, I'm the same. Jago, have a great day.
All right, you too.
Good luck.
Bye. I sometimes get jealous. My little niece Florence has a bedside lamp. Like a kid's one, you know, if you're like afraid of the dark. It's like a
nightlight.
A nightlight, that's the word. And it's attached to the wall and it's in this love heart. And then there's a little cord that you pull. And it's obviously very dim, like it's not very bright or anything. It's just like
Florence.
There you go. But yeah, like I always think they're gorgeous. I love my sunrise lamp. This is from Sasha. Gives off a lovely deep yellow light. Always put it on at night getting ready for bed. Much better than the main light. There you go.
Very nice.
You have those alarms as well that go off and they start like warming up the room with natural light, don't they? Anyway.
We will get back to entertainment soon.
Thanks, Dave. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Did you get a fright there, did you?
Every time it happens, every time Keane DeCrow sings that song, I just feel real sick.
I just feel real bad.
Just like, can I go home now?
This is the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona, who's on her holidays today, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. Three questions stand between Dave and winning the week.
And it hasn't gotten boring for you yet.
No, never.
Isn't that crazy?
No, I still get giddy. I get giddy. I wake up on a Thursday morning. You know the way in school when you had like swimming day?
Yeah.
School or something?
This is your swimming day.
I'm like, oh, Girly Quiz Day.
Okay. We were really worried after the show yesterday that you weren't going to make it back in today.
So
I was going to have to host the girly quiz. It was like two men playing the girly quiz just doesn't seem right, but no, it's very nice to have you back.
Thank you, Emma.
Dave, you are on 12 wins for the year and 10 losses for the year.
10? I don't know where you got the 10 losses.
Very early on in the year. I do have to say that Fiona's boyfriend Dwayne played and he does not count towards those statistics.
No.
Did he win?
He lost. This is pure Hammond stats. So you're 12... 10.
Okay, 12-10. That's not good.
Two lifelines will help you, Dave, throughout this, and one of them is your phone of female. It's Emma this morning. Hello.
Morning, Emma. How are you?
I'm fine.
Two Emmas against one Dave.
I know, it's great, isn't it, Emma?
Awful. Emma, is there anything specific you are good at when it comes to females? I hate using that word. I feel like such an incel. But like, you know, girly stuff like beauty or makeup or health or anything.
I'd say maybe fashion and beauty. We'll go with them.
Fashion and beauty. Okay, Emma, perfect. I have you marked down as fashion and beauty expert. Thank you very much.
In time, you'll go. You're not, like, by any chance, pregnant or anything, are you?
Like, why, is that a rule for the,
no,
the girly
I'm
quiz?
Just saying, like, are you good? Like, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
And just to say, I know schools are off, but there still might be little ears in the car this morning. And if that's the case, well, hand on the dial, because the girly quiz, we ask questions about girly things. I'm not going to lie to you. It is a bit of a, what would you say? It is out there this morning. So we've warned you. Let's give this a go. Okay. Emma, we'll be back to you. Thanks for hanging on.
Well, we don't know that. I might just know the answers.
True that. Fiona left these questions, and question one she has left is this. Dave, what is free bleeding?
Because I'm free.
Free?
Free bleeding. Free bleeding. I would imagine what free bleeding is when you get your period and you don't have a tampon or a pad. And so you're just free bleeding. I'd imagine that's what
it is. Why would someone do that?
I wouldn't imagine it'd be a choice. I'd imagine it's just, you know, I'd imagine it would be like a, oh, I'm free bleeding. maybe not though. It's only something you'd say while running to the bathroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, damn, I'm free bleeding.
Like, no one's like, ah, bit of free bleeding there. Do you know what I mean? Like, no
here
one's.
Here comes the period.
Yeah, here we go.
Just bit gotta of, chill out
bit
now.
Of free bleeding. She said health and she said beauty and fashion, didn't she? She didn't say health.
Yeah, she didn't know.
Would all girls know this?
I think so.
Okay. Free bleeding. No, let's just go for it. I think free bleeding is, because I always do this. I talk myself out of answers, and I think that's a decent answer. I think free bleeding is having your period without anything. Without. Oh! I wasn't even expecting that. That was class.
Well done.
It's always hard to go with my gut on the first question because I know if I get it wrong, I'm done. Yeah, the whole girly quiz is over.
I know. Well, free bleeding, Dave, is intentionally menstruating without blocking or collecting the period flow with period products. And people would do this intentionally, not just running to the loo going, I'm free bleeding. It's just something that people do. Now, something that helps that, I suppose you could argue that there are a thing now called period underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And they're kind of doing the job for you, like in a hygienic way. I guess that does technically qualify as free bleeding because there's nothing like stopping it.
Right.
But other people just let it do. It's a weird one because I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day and I got a really bad nosebleed and he was...
She's free.
Free bleeding. And I was standing in the kitchen holding my nose up and all the rest and he goes... Isn't the way to do that now just not to let it out? And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, to let it there.
Do not just like hang over the sink and let it bleed till it's finished. I was like, I've never heard of that.
We've talked too much about blood on this show for my liking. Please move on.
Let's. He's got two lifelines. He's got two more questions to get through. Dave, everyone knows Barbie and her boyfriend Ken, but can you name one of her sisters, all of whom are also available to purchase in doll form?
Solange.
That's Beyonce. You're getting confused. It's Beyonce's sister. Different thing. Beyonce's not a doll. She's actually a person.
Kendall.
That's the Jenners. You're getting confused again.
Is it not Barbie and Kendall? Oh, it's Kendall.
Kendall.
Oh, he's on fire. I have no idea. And do you know what? I this is no shade to you, Emma, on the phone. But I don't think you'll know this. And that's why I don't know if I'm gonna go to Emma on this. I think it's too niche a question, so I think I'm going to 50-50 it.
Okay.
So, Emma, I'm sorry. I will be back to you if I don't know the next question.
Thanks for hanging on, Em. So, everyone knows Barbie and her boyfriend, Ken, but can you name one of her sisters, all of whom are also available to purchase in doll form?
Barbie and her sisters.
Is it A?
Is it like Beach Barbie and all that kind of stuff?
Well, they have names.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
Is it A, Dave, Skipper, Stacey, and Chelsea?
Skipper!
Or is it B, Brody, Tiffany, and Pearl?
Give me the names again.
So Barbie sisters, are they A, Skipper, Stacey, and Chelsea? Or are they B, Brody, Tiffany, and Pearl?
There's no way you'd come up with Skipper on your own. There's just no way. It would have to be Skipper.
No, I'm not trying to throw you in any way, and fair enough, but Fiona came up with these questions.
Fiona would come up with Skipper. Let's go.
Nope. Skipper, Stacey, Chelsea, Brody, Tiffany and Pearl. That's A and B.
Okay, let's go. No, do you know what? I have to call in Emma. I have to call. I'm choosing a double lifeline. Wow. Emma, good morning. I've 30 seconds on the clock. Do you know, is it A or B?
Yeah, it's A, because my niece is obsessed with him, and I know that there's a Stacey, so it has to be A.
And that's with Skipper. I knew there was no chance she was coming up with Skipper. The other one option should have been Flipper. Okay, but you know what, Emma? I'm going to go with you. The answer is A.
Okay, you're locking that in?
Locking it in.
You're absolutely... correct.
Yes. Yay. Oh my God. Oh my God, Emma. Thank you so much. I'm fuming. But well, did you know that off the bat? Like, did you know it straight away?
Yeah. Well, I knew there was a Stacey, but I wouldn't have known the other one.
Okay.
Emma, I'm not going to ask you what age you were, but if there's any chance you were born in the 90s, you might remember the sister in the 90s was Shelley. Discontinued now, but that was a big thing at the time. Yeah. Well done, Dave. Two lifelines of question two, but you got there. Oh. And Emma, thank you so
thanks,
much. Have
Emma.
A lovely day.
Have a great day.
Good
luck. Bye.
Bye-bye. On his own. On his own.
Oh no! I can't believe I did a double lifeline, and I should have gone with Skipper. But Fiona, I know Fiona would want to come.
She's
up
a quirky gal.
She is.
She's
a quirky come up with Skipper just to annoy me.
He's on his own. It all stands on this question, Dave. Question three on the Girly Quiz this week: what is the skincare brand Drunk Elephant best known for? Sorry, I messed up the word. What's the skincare brand Drunk Elephant best known for?
Drunk Elephant. I want to say maybe. So you know the way elephants have trunks?
Yeah.
And like, which are like basically their noses.
Mm.
So you know when women say, "I'm going to go to the bathroom to powder my nose."
Mm.
I want to say it's nose powder.
Right.
Okay.
It's a good theory.
I want to say it's powder or something. What's a Drunk Elephant?
Drunk Elephant.
I haven't a clue.
They're a skincare brand, but they're kind of very famous for one particular thing that they sell.
Oh, elephants are quite like their skin is very kind of old looking even when they're babies. So maybe it's for wrinkles. I'm going to say wrinkles.
Anti-aging cream is what you're kind of getting at
there. Anti-aging cream.
Is that your final answer, David Hammond?
That's my final answer for...
Oh! I hate this game. I hate Fiona.
I hate Barbie's sister. What is it? I don't care.
You okay?
No. What is it?
Fake tanning drops.
Ah, oh, Drunk, a stupid name. Stupid name.
Nothing to do with an elephant whatsoever.
No, ridiculous. And it should have. I'm so annoyed, but also I don't care.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's going on?
Good morning, what's happening? How are we? Happy Thursday.
I started the day with some bad news. A WhatsApp group that we have. If you've listened to the show for years, this time of the year is where I start banging on about random islands off the coast of Ireland.
Witty Island.
We're trying to force... Well, actually, a tradition has been kind of underway, I suppose, now. We're into year five. I guess that's kind
That's what traditions are. You force a tradition.
Yes.
That's how it becomes a tradition.
Exactly. So basically, my family friends and my parents' friends, and then we're really good friends with their kids who are our age, blah, blah. We go off once a year for 3 nights to an Irish island. So we've done like Shirkin Island, Cape Clear, Witty Island. They've all been off the coast of West Cork. And we always have to kind of plan it months in advance because it's a big group and the islands are small. You kind of can't mess around when it comes to accommodation. You need to get that sorted really early, as in like November.
Yeah, right? Who organised it? Is it your mum?
My mum, my sister are brilliant. Yeah,
right, okay.
The rest of us are always like, we owe you a few drinks on the night. Thanks for doing all the heavy lifting again for this.
That's great.
But Ave and Blah are my friends and they're due to come along with us. And the message came in overnight. They can't make it.
No.
They're pulling the plug 2 weeks out.
So you've no friends on your holiday.
I have no friends on my holiday, but don't get me wrong. I love their parents and all the rest, but
Yeah, you know, you want the kids to be there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be sitting at the adults' table.
That's the thing. That is the thing. And you know as well, they're kind of the two messers in the group that really make things bold.
Right, okay.
And the big mess. And so I'm going to have to become really fun.
Mm.
I was like, oh my God, the pressure. I'm going to have to be an entertainer now, because normally the girls just in their nature are really good crack to be around. And they normally
want
to get a laugh.
But the rest are just really boring?
No,
or?
Everyone's sound. It's just they kind of be the front runners,
I
suppose.
No one else who's going on this trip is listening.
Damn, I didn't mean it like that.
Does the name Freddie Flintoff ring a bell?
Yes.
Well, as this music would almost kind of allude to, don't worry, he's not dead or anything.
TG.
But he's a former cricketer, League of Their Own contestant. He retired from cricket in 2010. He relocated to Dubai. And for some reason decided to pitch an idea to face the WWE legend, The Undertaker.
Okay.
Hence the music. The Undertaker. Yeah. During a filming of League of Their Own, right? So basically his concept caught the attention of the WWE wrestling, World Wrestling Entertainment, I think it is. And I've never, ever watched WWE. I've never been into it. But I know so many people are.
My granny.
Callum gives me WWE vibes. You collect them, I bet.
No, not at all.
You used to have little cages in the...
When I lived in North Wales on my own, I was betting to the WWE
really?
For about a year and a half. You strike me as such a WWE fan.
Do I?
Yeah.
My granny loves it, lads. Phyllis loves the WWE. Her and my granddad, who passed away years ago, I remember them watching it. They used to love it. Be like, oh! And my granny be looking through her hands going, oh!
It's so entertaining.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
It's so fun.
Yeah, no, not for me. In Wales, though, the WWE. Love it. So anyway, yeah, his concept caught the attention of the WWE, leading to a two-week trial at their performance centre in Tampa in Florida, and he trained alongside aspiring wrestlers, right? This is Freddie Flintoff. And during training, he basically suffered broken ribs and broken bones and basically realised how physically demanding pro wrestling truly is, even though it's fake.
Yeah, it's sports entertainment, as they call it, but it is. It's like watching EastEnders, but they're all like jacked.
Yeah,
that's
no,
the
I
one thing
it.
I just never understood, the fact that it was fake. I never got like why you'd watch it because
and
of that. But
even though you're not winning like legitimately or whatever because it's all acted out, you're still suffering so much injury.
Yeah, you really are.
Thrown through tables and they've got like drawing pins in the back.
You have to like know how to fall and all. It's so bizarre. So anyway, he did all this and then decided, no, I'm not doing this WWE thing. And I just thought it was really interesting because Freddie Flintoff for the WWE would have made headlines, and then I was like, oh, maybe not, because so many celebrities have done the WWE.
Really?
Like Logan Paul was one who only did a start a couple of years ago, and now he's huge in the WWE, which I thought was interesting. So there are so many celebs who did a bit of wrestling, so let's see if you can guess which celebs actually did the WWE before and which ones have I completely made up.
Alright,
Barack Obama.
As in legitimately thrown through tables in a ring.
Or thrown someone through tables.
Or thrown. Do you know what? He was a bit of crack. Maybe he did, Dave. I'm going to say yes.
Barack Obama's referenced in storylines but never appeared WWE.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Well, no.
Donald Trump had a full-on storyline with the wrestling promoter Vince McMahon, called it the Battle of the Billionaires.
Yep.
Each billionaire chose a wrestler to represent them, and whoever lost would have their head shaved. Vince lost because Trump took him down.
Hey, look at this! Donald Trump! Oh my God! The hostile takeover of Donald Trump on Vince McMahon!
Okay, so these are people that they featured in storyline lines, but they weren't actually in the ring.
Donald Trump was in the ring. Donald Trump was in WWE.
Oh,
he was actually on the side of the ring looking at the match, and then went up to Vince McMahon and like... did a thing.
No
on
way.
It.
Yeah, get some videos. It's
when
so
was
funny.
That?
Oh, like
years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Donald Trump. He was in it. Wrong on that one, Em. How about Zendaya?
Oh, she's very fit and healthy looking. Yes, athletic vibes. Yes, she did.
Zendaya, hugely popular, but no WWE work, unfortunately.
It.
How about this one? Fit and popular. Mm. Lionel Messi.
Ah, yeah.
Never.
I was terrible at this.
Like, what is it based on, though? Like, if Trump's in there, it's nothing to do with the fit and the healthy, I suppose. Yeah. So is it just kind of big, kind of quirky names?
Yeah. 6'7", Shaquille O'Neal, basketball player. Was he in WWE or was he not?
Ah, yeah. WWE basketball, tomato, tomato.
He was a surprise entrant to WrestleMania 32. He got in the ring and immediately had a big man standoff with Big Show again, apparently. Apparently this had happened before. So Shaquille O'Neal was in WWE.
What? Oh, what? What?
No.
No.
Is that...
It's such a funny world, isn't it?
But because it's fake, like, I'm like, they're clearly acting.
Of course.
Who's this? Who's this? It says Shaq in giant letters on the sign. Like, you know. I wonder who it is. How about Snoop Dogg?
Oh, it's so typically him. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, he was. And he rolled in as guest host and involved in a few backstage skits. He drove a golf cart into the ring at one point. I don't have a clip of that, I don't think, but I do have this.
So you that clown that's been popping off on Twitter. Been waiting on you to show up. What you want to talk about? Snoop Mania? WrestleMania?
Snoop Mania? WrestleMania?
And Oprah Winfrey?
Surely not.
No, no, you're right on that one. Well, from Snoop to Snooky. Remember Snooky from Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Do you think she was in WWE?
I'm going to guess, yes.
She was! Randomly appeared in a segment and, ends up feuding with people who were in the ring and just went for it.
Be the guest star of Raw tonight, but you know what? What I'm really excited for is for my girl Trish Stratus to shut Vicky Guerrero's big fat mouth up.
Wow!
It was excellent. To be fair, if you want a villain, get Snooky from Jersey Shore. Why not?
Yeah.
So that is WWE. I may get into it now. Seems bizarre.
Is it always just still on like the random sports channels?
I think it has their own channel.
Yeah, it's on Virgin Media. They do highlights on Virgin Media, and it's on Netflix. That's where you can watch it. They do it on Netflix.
Like channel, like viewers, Virgin. Sorry.
Somber now. You know, you guys know anyway, definitely, Dave and producer Callum, that I can be a bit of a demon when it comes to shops or any kind of a red sign in a shop that says sale.
Yes, because you famously left work very early last week, like 20 minutes after the show finished, to run to Zara for the sale.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell us why you were going early. And
I thought it was like a huge appointment you had to get
to. It was an emergency, Callum. The sizes do sell out very quickly in the Zara sale. No, but basically what happened was last week we were paid and I was mooching around the shops and I decided, and to be honest, it was totally fair thing to do because the bedroom at the moment at home, it was just very basic and recently the landlord had painted and stuff, but there was just nothing really going on in the room and I was mooching around the range, picked up some bed sheets, I mentioned that, picked up the big light we mentioned earlier on, and there was just a few bits in the house that we didn't have, like for example I got new like toothpaste holders and soap holders for the toilet.
I'd say you go into any of those shops and your eyes must lie, you must be a terror.
Oh, I became like an interior designer then. I was like, okay, so we'll go for kind of a green, then we'll go for like, you know, like fancy cushions for the bed and like a darker
green.
When did
you get so old?
And then like a throw kind of to complement it. And anyway, I did a bit of damage. I bought a new lampshade because it was just full of dust and it was really old. I got a really cool kind of...
Where are you going with this?
...golden one. I promise I get somewhere.
Where are you getting?
So basically, Jack was away working and when he got back, he said, "Geez, that's class. Like, I'm actually really..." Like, he genuinely was really... like, "That's unreal. Thanks a million." I said, "Yeah, I'm grand about it." So then later that evening, it was last Friday, we were having a bite to eat and he was like, "Oh, come here. I've been thinking out about the whole situation and fair play, like, you went and got loads of nice bits for the house and everything and I was just thinking during the week, you know, instead of just going halves with you, I think what we should do is whatever you spent, I'll match."
On what?
And we'll get more cool stuff for the house,
okay.
Right? And I was like, all right.
This is where you lie. Cool. This is where you say you spend way more than you do.
No, I think I didn't have to lie. He said, "So what did you spend?"
Oh, no.
He was probably thinking, oh, it was like
50 90 quid.
Euro. Yeah, nothing. Oh, my God.
So I said, "Are you sure now you want to go ahead and match it?" Yeah. And he says, "Oh, yeah. Like, whatever you want. Like, you know, whatever you want."
I like that, though. I'd be the same. I'd be like, "Oh, no, let's do it together." Yeah. Oh, God, what did you spend?
So I just opened my Revolut. Flicked down to my transactions from the range and I turned my phone to him awaiting and he went, "Oh, Jesus Christ."
What was it?
260.
Nice.
Which still isn't the worst.
My God.
But he literally was like, "I'm never doing that
for
again."
For a rented
that was
accommodation.
Such a stupid thing for me to do. Stupid thing. So I said, "You're sick to your word now. We go get telly. We'll be." Next day, I had him down in Harvey Norman. I was like, "Shh, put your money where your mouth is, baby."
A 260 euro telly is not great, to be fair.
It's just one for the bedroom. It doesn't have to be fancy.
Okay, grand.
You know, it's just my last one broke. So it's just one for the telly. But I was absolutely delighted with myself, and he was not.
260 quid. Yeah. Mother of God.
Yeah. He was like, "Do you know what? No, he was trying to."
You must have the nicest rented accommodation in Dublin.
He was trying. really to be so cool. He was like, do you know what, Emma, I was thinking about it. Let's not do the whole splitting the thing. Let's not do that. I'll tell you, whatever you spend, let's just match it. Oh. Let's just go and have a bit of crack.
See, never ever say that again, Jack.
I mean, never, ever, ever again, Will. Absolutely thrilled at my new telly. Oh, and a new rogue we got for that as well. Happy bleeding days.
What a great day.
What a great Saturday.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Days. Hey,
now that I know that that says get ready, I'm like, how did I ever hear Gertie, Gertie, Gertie?
I still hear Gertie, Gertie, Gertie.
Do you?
Yeah.
And now I know this get ready, I'm like, it's clearly get
silly
ready.
Silly me. Welcome to the Golden Ticket. We want to send you on your holidays. Oh, thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And Shelley is there. It's Em and Dave. Hello.
Oh, morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
We're great. I'm great.
If your boss was ringing you, would you be that delighted when you realised it was them?
Oh, well, hello. I'm not going to lie to you. My boss is sitting here staring at me right now.
Oh, hello, Shelley's boss.
Hello, Shelley's boss.
Do you have any holidays planned, approved there with the boss for this year, or are you relying on this free holiday to
I'm
get you away?
I'm relying on you.
Right. Fair enough. We'll try our best for you, Shelley. What do you do? What do you and the boss do?
I'm a healthcare attendant, and at the moment I'm chaperoning clinics here in women's health.
Okay, that's amazing. Fair play to you, Shelley. And it's, by the way, it's such a lovely name. I presume it's short for Michelle, is it?
It is.
Yeah, but you go by Shelley. I like it. All right, well, Shelley, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, basically, in essence, Shelley, some songs are going to play and you need to guess all the songs and artists that are going to play. Okay?
Okay.
Does it sound like something you could do?
I'm putting you on loudspeaker.
That's okay.
That's okay. Fair enough. Okay, so basically, Shelley, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. 5 songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess them. If you guess the 5 songs and artists within down 25 seconds, you win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if the song with a few people on it, Shelley, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song, all right?
Okay.
There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can obviously only do that once. And you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song at any point, Shelley, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Shelley?
Yep.
Now, Shelley, I have one more rule for you, and it's a bit of a stickler, unfortunately. This is the rule that's the main thing. You have to be the one to give us the answer, all right? So you can have people helping you, no problem at all. You can have people shouting the answers or whatever, that's no problem. But you need to be the one to give it to us, all right?
Okie doke.
Okay, so let's start playing some songs, and hopefully you'll know them. Song
Good
one.
Good luck, Shelley.
With 25 seconds on the clock. Oh, by the way, sorry, Shelley, where are you from?
I'm from Tala.
Very nice. Shelley from Tala. Here we go. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home. Whether it's
who's that, Shelley?
55 years down the road. Oh, I know.
Oh, swap it, Shelley. Swap it out.
Swap, Shelley.
Alec Warren?
It is, but say swap.
Say swap. You're running out of time.
Swap. Let's swap it out.
Okay, Alex Warren and Ella Henderson, that was Carry You Home, but it was just eating up so much of your time, there wouldn't have been a game left.
Okay.
So, look, we've swapped it out. We're back to a brand new game. 25 seconds, back on the clock.
Hopefully you'll know this one, Shelley. A brand new song one, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else.
That's the title.
But it's good to see your face. Not really
hope. Benton Boone?
Yeah.
What's the song called?
Sorry, I'm here for someone else.
Stop the clock, yeah. We needed that for someone else.
Okay, good. Benson Boone, sorry, I'm here for someone else.
Shelley, who helped you out with that one?
The boss.
Very good. The boss knows their stuff.
Okay, it did eat up a fair bit of your time, but we still have 11 seconds on the clock for 4 more songs, so best of luck.
Let's go for song 2, Shelley and the boss. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it.
God, we're crap.
Biggest artist in the world. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry, that's okay,
Shelley.
I was going to say what's the boss's name, but I don't want to know. I like that it's just Shelley and the boss.
Shelley and the boss.
But the boss is useless, and I think should award you some extra annual leave for being so terrible this morning.
For you to take a holiday with your own money, because Shelley, that was Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild.
There we go.
Shelley, did you have fun?
We did. That's all that matters.
Did the boss have fun?
Yeah.
She's not happy. She's not going on a holiday with me. However,
Shelley, have a fantastic day and wish the boss well for us.
Good luck.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Imagine winning a holiday and bringing your boss.
That'd be very nice of you.
Yeah.
Promotion.
check it.
Check this out.
It's time for
David's
final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, hello. Fiona is off, so I've decided to have some Fiona's final thoughts of myself, my own. And these are my thoughts. Wimbledon this year is crap.
Why is that?
And I think it's the worst Grand Slam of the tennis season.
Mm.
And I know that is so incredibly like wrong to say. People are going, no, it's probably the only Grand Slam that people watch. They don't know the US Open, the Australian Open. They don't know French Open. They will only watch Wimbledon.
Right.
I'm here to tell you that it sucks.
Why? Why?
One, there's an 11 p.m. cutoff. Every other Grand Slam does a night session. Okay. Wimbledon, because it's a residential area, and the residents, the posh residents, must go to sleep for 11 o'clock.
Of course, darling, after a little cup of tea.
Oh, my goodness, we couldn't be past 11 o'clock. No, we have bridge tomorrow. Yeah, it cuts off at 11 o'clock. So if there's a match happening and it goes past like 10:30, they're either like, okay, speed it up, lad, speed it up, speed it up. Or they'll stop it and they'll continue on the court tomorrow.
You can't play half a game and then come back
to it. It's ridiculous. There was a match the other day where there was two sets apiece each, and it was 10:30. They were like, no, wrap it up there, lads.
Really?
Yeah, wrap it up. And I had to continue the next day. So that, for that reason,
that's,
it's
real
absolutely
dry,
terrible,
isn't it? There's no crack in that.
No crack in that. You either get your tickets, right, on the ballot. You have to enter a ballot to win the tickets. No one wins the tickets. I did win the tickets once, but that was because my mate won them and he brought me. But other than that, you have to queue for the tickets. You're talking queuing for 7 hours and you might not get in.
There's nothing I'd queue for that long for. Nothing.
What about the Queen?
No.
Not even the Queen?
No, I watch it on telly, the queue, but I wouldn't go and do it myself. No, it's cold out there.
And my favourite tennis player, Coco Gauff, went out in the round one. So I'm like, what's the point? What is the point?
Is it on again for the whole weekend?
It's on for 2 weeks.
Two more
the
weeks.
Final will be Sunday week. So I'm obviously going to continue watching it, but if I was going, I would not queue for tickets. I would try and sneak in. I think you could sneak in with a ladder and high vis.
Yeah, but imagine how unbelievably shameful it would be to be like, all the, excuse me, police, I think someone's trying to sneak into the court.
And then full tennis gear. If you wore full tennis gear and looked like you were in a rush, I think you'd get in.
True.